Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Robbie's Magnificent Seven. Are you ready, Robbie?
Yes, I am, Mad Dog.
Get out of there, buddy!
That was my dad's. That is like my dad's car every summer, just nonstop. Mike and the Mad Dog. Oh yeah, you think that?
Hey, Mike! Tribro Bridge, blow it up!
He was so mad when the Marlins beat the Giants. He's never been more mad.
It's like his famous rant. They replayed it all the time.
Oh, it's so good. By the way, I get a pass, right?
Yeah. All right, yeah, cool. You're good.
That's a sponsor.
It's fine. Funky Boo.
Panthers, happy.
Panthers, yeah.
Let me explain you something. Everything about him says I'm a badass. Don't mess with me.
Sean Thornton?
Including my breakfast beer. Right?
Robbie, it's good to have this back on a Friday.
Do your thing.
Time for the Magnificent Seven. Let's go.
So it's Friday night. What are you guys going to be probably doing? You're probably going to be throwing down some funky Buddha on a Friday night,
yeah,
right?
Of course.
Why not watch a little football while you're at it? UCF at Cincinnati tonight. UCF is a 3.5-point road favorite. Now, UCF in this series, they have won 3 in a row against Cincinnati, all of them by 21 or more points. UCF, they have covered 3 times, and they covered all 3 games, all of them by double digits in the spread. UCF has covered 8 of their last 11 conference games. What is this? It's a conference game. More in their wheelhouse. They've won 19 straight in conference outright. This line is an overreaction to UCF losing to Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. They just pounded Miami of Ohio and Marshall in back-to-back weeks. So everyone thinks, oh, Cincinnati, look out. And they even tease this black field that they were going to have. But that's not happening. It's illegal. They're not going to have that black field out there Friday night. UCF only laying 3.5. That's a gimme. They're going to win by 10 or more points. And Friday night, I got burned last week with Penn State and Maryland. I thought the home at Friday night was a thing. It wasn't. Penn State embarrassed Maryland last year. Take UCF. Give the 3.5 points.
Hey, why can't they do the black field?
I guess the way the end zones were lined up, like they have to. It was the weird article, but yeah, it says it's illegal. And you don't, if they're wearing black uniforms and on a black field, it's gonna be hard. And at night,
that's what Boise State did.
Blue on blue.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's illegal. I mean, it looks illegal that field with the giant eyes in the middle.
It's cool.
It was fake news the whole time. It was never a thing.
Keep going, Robbie.
Number two.
Oklahoma at Kansas, noon on Saturday.
Nooner.
Oklahoma giving 32 points, which I'm going to throw 3 trout at this line. Not because of the line is so big. It's because money's been pouring in on Kansas. It was once at 35. It's all the way down to 32. Who would have thought? Oklahoma, they have been on a roll. I don't know if you guys have noticed. With Jalen Hurts.
We've noticed, yeah.
They've covered 3 games in a row. But the reason I can see what your concern is that Oklahoma, the last 2 games against Kansas, they didn't cover. And last year they gave up 40 points to Kansas. They still won, but they gave up 40 points. But you know what? Kansas is back. They lost by 37 last week to TCU. The Kansas we know is back.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, when you say Kansas is back, that doesn't mean the same thing that it normally means for other schools.
And they had a season. They had a game against Coastal Carolina where they scored 7 points. So don't be fooled by Les Miles and eating grass. Kansas is still Kansas. And Oklahoma's defense, they're much improved. They haven't given up 20 points in their last 3 games. And normally their defense is what gets them, makes them not cover. But their defense has been much improved. And I know it's at Kansas, but I remember a couple years ago Baker Mayfield had that incident with Kansas at the coin toss. I think they still want to extract revenge on Kansas just for that. Take Oklahoma. They'll win by 40.
Next up, Robbie.
Georgia at Tennessee, Saturday night. Ooh, Georgia's giving 24.5 on the road. Now, you guys might be concerned. I know what you guys are thinking. Georgia's only covered 2 of the last 7 against Tennessee.
I was thinking that.
Yep, totally.
But I'll counter that. Dating back to last year, Tennessee has only covered 1 of their last 6 games. Dating back to last year, and it was against Chattanooga.
Wait, like total?
Yeah, in their last six
like
games.
Of games?
Of games, yeah. They covered once against Chattanooga, FCS.
Jesus.
That's their only cover. They don't have an FBS cover since 2018.
Are they all still showing up singing that Rocky Top at Tennessee? Like, they're,
yeah.
They're still,
they never stop.
They're still going strong.
They never
huh?
stop.
That's a good fan base, though.
Rocky Top!
They just show up to sing. They're not there to watch the
yeah,
football.
Yeah, they show up to see them lose at home to Georgia State and BYU, because that's what Tennessee
they're
has done.
They're not packing 100,000 in there, though.
It might be like 99,000, you know, still pretty strong. But, yeah, Tennessee, they're terrible. They lost at home to Georgia State and BYU. They got blown out by 31-4.
Georgia State.
Yeah, Georgia State. They were 26-point underdogs, and they won outright. And 2 years ago, this very game, Tennessee was at home to Georgia. You know what the score was?
No.
41-0 at home. 24.5 is light. Tennessee is terrible. They're worse than the Canes, believe it or not. Take Georgia. Give the 24.5 points.
All right. Number five?
Number four.
Number four, Robbie.
All right, Beast, where can you catch this next game? FIU against UMass.
That will be heard tomorrow on 104.3 HD2.
And this thing's going to work? I get my buttons next week?
That's what they say.
Oh, you're in
trouble. Who's they?
Hey, listen to me. Hey.
Because they still have a hole right next to them.
Hey, you're in trouble. This thing works next week.
Oh, you're in trouble.
No, you're in trouble.
I know what you're thinking. As hey, Robbie would say.
Does that mean next week if the board works, we can you can turn our mics on for us?
And off.
So Robbie just doesn't just, you know, catch us in the middle of some sort of
I feel like he's been pretty smart on the keeping
rant.
Our slander off the air. I appreciate that,
I
Robbie.
I see you guys animated and moving your hands. I know, hey, I better not turn these guys' mics on.
He knows we're talking bleep about something.
Right.
Go on, Robbie.
But anyways, FIU, they're playing UMass this Saturday night. FIU is a 26-point favorite, which you could throw two snapper at because, you know, FIU, they have not covered the spread all year. They're 0-4. But, in case you guys don't remember, a game against UMass is the annual FIU slump buster. They have scored 63 points on UMass in each of the past two seasons.
Yeah.
They put up 63. Now, UMass, they're coming off a rare win. So maybe they might be feeling themselves.
Who
a little
did they
bit.
Beat?
They beat Akron, the only team worse than them.
So what you're saying? So what you're saying is whenever
Jason Taylor school,
whenever Butch is feeling a little down, he just calls up the old Whipple and gets himself out of
Whipple's
that slump.
Not there anymore. He's the offensive coordinator, Pitt.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
No, I thought Whipple was there for life. I thought Whipple had a lifetime deal with UMass.
I don't know. Hey, there should be.
Listen, I don't keep.
There
track
should be
of the
rules to where you can't fire your coach. Because you're too bad to fire your coach.
UMass is the most insignificant college football team in the history of mankind.
Did he get fired or did he just...
No, he got fired. Whipple.
He got fired.
Didn't they have a good run in basketball for a while?
Yeah, they were cheating their asses off.
Calipari.
Yeah.
Marcus Camby, Lou Rowe, Edgar Padilla.
I'd like just Calipari to go to like the most insignificant program. You're just like, wow, I can't believe that turned around. And you're just like, well, yeah. Mafia hits.
What?
Go ahead, Robbie.
Huh? So yeah, you're like... FIU, you may be uncomfortable giving the 26 points to FIU, but let me give you some more details on UMass. Before their win last week against Akron, you know what they did? They had not covered their previous four games. They lost their previous four games all by 25 or more. Now you might be saying, oh, they must have played some monsters in that stretch. Coastal Carolina, they gave up 62 to Coastal Carolina. They gave up 52 to Charlotte. They lost to Southern Illinois by 25 points. And they lost to Rutgers by 27. Rutgers! They gave 48 to Rutgers.
That's horrible.
You should just, you know what?
That's when you shut it down.
That's it. Why is there a Sports Illustrated article asking for the death penalty of UMass?
Take FIU. They'll win.
Unfortunately, there's about to be a Sports Illustrated article on the death of Sports Illustrated as they just laid off a lot of their people.
Texter writes, and I live in Tennessee. Listen to you guys. I live 30 minutes from Neyland Stadium. They packed the house.
Isn't it Neyland?
Whatever.
It is Neyland, yeah.
They packed the house, still show up before every game, sing Rocky Top with the band. It gets so old. I'm an Alabama fan. Tennessee has the most delusional fan base I've ever seen.
No.
They haven't been down here, obviously.
No.
I don't know, man.
Jeez.
They tried to kill Lane Kiffin.
But here's what I would say about Tennessee.
Their fans go to the
they
games.
They filled it.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah. And they've been horrible.
Horrible.
Also another place with literally nothing else to do.
True.
Couple good barbecue places, though.
Tennessee?
Nice river. Some good...
Everybody lives in the woods.
Tennessee seems less Jethro to me.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, because you have Nashville and Memphis, but in between is very Jethro.
Take FIU. They're going to pound UMass.
Number five?
All right. So, I don't like to... I don't like to... I have this game right here. Cal at Oregon. Saturday night.
Let's go Bears.
Notebook game.
It is a notepad game if you want to watch Justin Herbert. But you see, I like two bets in this game. I like the point spread and the over-under. But I don't want to waste two magnificent 11 slots on one game. So here's what we did. We're going to do a little teaser with both the spread and the under. So first off, Cal is getting 18 points. Now, Cal is without their starting quarterback. But that's accounted for in the spread. So in this teaser, you're going to have Cal at plus 24 points. Now, as far as the total is concerned, the total's at 46.5. Now with this adjusted total, you're going to be at the total is at 52.5. Now, remember the Cal under train? Remember the one of the greatest trains? And
oh, of course.
Oh yeah, of course.
Who can forget,
Who can forget the Cal train of 2016?
The under now, and you guys are wondering the past couple magnificent sevens. I didn't have Cal games on there.
Yep.
And there's a reason for it. The train just got a little bit too low. It got to like 40, 41. I got scared off. I thought Vegas was adjusting, and I was right. Both of the last two games, they went over. But now it's back to 46.5, and now with this adjusted teaser, it's at 52.5. Now, Cal, they may be without their quarterback, but they need a quarterback like a vegetarian needs a meat slicer. They rely on defense and running the football. They don't need a quarterback.
Excuse me?
What?
Excuse me?
Like a vegetarian needs a meat slicer. He doesn't need it. It's like a cow with a quarterback.
They got monster, man.
Just picture like a vegan with a tofu slicer.
Can you cut kale on a meat slicer?
Cal's defense, they have not given up 30 points all year. They went into Washington and beat Washington outright on the road. Now, Herbert, everyone's going to be watching Justin Herbert, but when he faces pressure, he struggles. His QBR dips dramatically when he faces a pass rush. And Oregon, their offense has not scored more than 21 points in their two Power 5 games so far this year. And Mario Cristobal, a little shaky as a coach, you ask me. They shouldn't be giving 18 points, but in this teaser, you're getting Cal at 24. And, of course, the Cal under train at 52.5. That's your teaser. Cal,
assuming he'd ever leave the crazy Nike money that's over there, Robbie, would he be on your list?
I mean,
he was on the list.
He's
he
on my list just because
on,
he,
on the latest list that got texted to us.
Okay, but I'm not looking at the list until we actually need to look at the list. I just wanted to
no,
know.
No, every
if he
week
is on
Robbie updates his list.
Your bro Beast made the list. Kenny Dillingham, doesn't he follow you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Number six, Robbie.
All right, it's his time. The big parlay, the weekend parlay. Oh, Jesus. First off, Missouri against Troy. Missouri's a 25-point favorite. Not to worry. You take Missouri on the money line at minus 2750. Georgia, Tennessee. We already talked about that. But in this situation, you're not going to have to give the 24.5. Just take Georgia to win outright at minus 2500. We already talked about FIU and UMass. FIU's a 26-point favorite. Not to worry. They're going to win outright minus 2500. You also got Saturday night primetime, Ohio State against Michigan State. Ohio State's at home. They've been pounding people left and right. But you may not want to give the 20 points against Michigan State's defense. Not to worry. Just have them win outright minus 2000. And then got a little couple fights on Saturday night.
Yes, we do.
Triple G against Sergey
Denevchenko.
Triple G minus 450. Take him there. He's going to win. Triple G always wins, unless it's against Canelo. And then,
in which he gets screwed by the judges.
Yeah. And then you got. And then of course you got UFC 243 in Australia. Yep. Tai Tuivasa fighting in his home country, going up against another Sergey, and he's at minus 400. He has a shoey already planned. He's going to win that fight.
Done.
And then of course,
although he has lost his last two fights.
But he's at home.
It's at home octagon advantage.
Against Sergey Spivak. And then, of course, to finish off the parlay, the New England Patriots against the Washington Redskins. You don't have to give the 15 points. Just take the Patriots to win outright. And I know it's at Washington, but the Redskins are way worse at home than they are on the road. And there's going to be a lot of Patriots fans there, maybe even more than Redskins fans.
That can be worse than Ofer.
Well, going back to last year, they're like, oh, okay. Even Josh Norman complains that they play better on the road than they do at home. So
Josh Norman just complains.
But yeah, pretty much.
So only seven teams this time, and you get your parlay at minus 105. You don't need 9, 10, 11 teams. Only seven this time.
Number seven, Robbie.
All right, the lock of all locks.
Uh-oh.
Virginia Tech at Miami this Saturday, 3:30.
Oh, no.
Beast, the game's going to be on QAM.
The game will be on 560 The Joe, while the FIU game will be on 104.3 HD2, and the Panthers will be on Waxy.
It's been on QAM forever. What are you talking about?
I know, but there's 100 conflicts.
The Canes do not move. They are always on 560 The Joe.
I was making sure we get the word out so people can
listen. Yes, the Canes are on 560 The Joe.
Virginia Tech is a 14-point underdog against the Canes. Now, I know. Virginia Tech sucks. They lost by 35 to Duke at home. They gave up 30 to Boston College the first game of the season. They had a home dogfight against Furman. And Miami has handled Virginia Tech each of the last 2 years. They beat them by 28 points last year in Blacksburg with the terrible Canes team that they had last year. But you know who else also sucks? Central Michigan.
Yep.
And the Canes, 30-point favorites, were in the dogfight of their lives.
know where this is going.
The this Canes team, honestly, is probably worse than last year, even though they might have a better quarterback. They have proven they cannot block FBS football. They are what, bottom five in the FBS and sacks allowed.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to discontinue this segment if you bring up the old, you know what. Don't bring it up.
Oh, you
be part of it. Don't do it.
I'm not even counting the game against Bethune Cookman.
Hey, look at me. Don't do it. Don't.
And look, this Canes team, they're poorly coached. Let's be honest with you. They commit they commit a ton of penalties. They had to commit 13 penalties against Central Michigan. And you know the Canes are good for a swag penalty here and there, with maybe a double bird or a late hit.
It really should be their own category. Swag penalty.
50-yard. Us boys were like, conduct, swag, number five.
But you know what? Manny Diaz should be allowed to have an orange and green flag, or maybe it could be fatigue. Flag.
When the double birds come out,
he just gets to throw. That's my pass.
Swag flag.
So take Virginia Tech. It's going to be a close game. There's going to be a back and forth game. Virginia Tech might win this game outright.
Oh,
but it's gonna
God.
Be like a,
come on, man.
It's going to be a nail biter. You might as well take the 14 points at Virginia Tech.
Why do we have to end on a Debbie Downer?
I'm ending on a winner.
That's all that can be said. That's what else can be said on that?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.